Please be aware that calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Cool.
Thanks for calling RDI Diamonds here in New York. This is Aubrey speaking. How can I help you?
This is Jessica. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing? I didn't get a good chance to say goodbye to you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm sorry, though. Did you get everything okay?
I did. The flight home was much better than the flight up, so that was thousands better.
Really? Was it terrible on the flight up then?
Terrible. I was basically 9 hours late.
Oh, gosh almighty, really? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize.
I was supposed to be in Rochester about once.
I knew you came to dinner. I didn't realize you weren't on the actual, and I knew you wanted to get your own car so that you can bebop around yourself and not fly into Buffalo again. But other than that, I just thought it was kind of, you accomplished everything you were trying to accomplish. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. We didn't get a good chance to hang out. It stunk.
It was like the longest day of my life to fly there on the first day. It was like, I didn't go to sleep, so I was awake.
You must have been so tired then.
I had to be at the airport at, be flying out by 6:30, and then when I got there, they said your flight was delayed at 7:40, and then my flight was delayed again till 9:40, and then that threw everything off. So then that flew me to New York. I flew to Las Vegas, and then I flew from Vegas all the way to you. So I flew all the way back.
Oh my lord! Did you have to take like a red eye home or what? Jesus! Oh my!
So on the way home, basically, it was 6:30 that I flew out, and I got home at about 2:00 in the morning. So it wasn't the longest time I've ever spent in an airplane.
Well, I hate that for you because it's not comfortable. Let's be honest. Oh, I would have been in my sweats and just sat by myself in the corner.
I know, my chrome dress and my chrome heels were getting pretty...
Did get some eyes? Nah, I like it.
Pretty much, if I wear anything like that to anywhere in the airport, you are not invisible.
No, you are not. You are not trying to be invisible either, if you think about it. I love it. I love every aspect of it.
A really rich man would, pick me up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, hello. And you look amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I meant that when, I'm not sweet, I'm honest, if nothing else. But, yeah, no, I'm definitely not a sweet individual. You could ask anybody. I don't know if they'd be honest with you, but I could ask them on a recorded phone line with you listening, and they would. But, yeah, no, authentically myself all the time, just like you, which is why I love you so much. So I hope you were able to keep your flowers so that you can keep the seeds, because all of those pinks will come back. You just have to put them into an envelope and let them dry out completely.
I was able to.
Yay, perfect. And I did only pink ones for you. The nasturtiums are going to be orange in color. They're my favorite color. And they are self-pollinators, so you're going to want some sort of something for them to crawl on, like a fence line up the fence and around, because they will just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. Like, it doesn't stop. So, like, I still have so many, and I'm out there every single day, like, after work trying to get as many seeds as possible and throwing them everywhere and then some.
I'm glad.
And then, if you remember, we wear our sunglasses at night, so I can. When we were in the last time you were in town, that song came on, and then I saw those little pink sunglasses, and I thought, oh, pink, it's her favorite color. I think she'll love this.
They were adorable. It's like little Barbie glasses.
Mm-hmm. They sure were. I know. I felt terrible because I couldn't find my little vintage Barbie thing. And now, I can now. But when you were in town, it was like I couldn't find it. And now everybody's coming back into town this weekend again. So, wowzer. It's just one of those things that I think.
I know. Y'all get like the fun life up there.
Really?
Yeah, for real. Y'all get the fun life. Y'all get to, like, do fun stuff because, you know, there's stuff around you.
Well, I'll say you have the fun life that I want. I want to not be around anybody and be able to just be out and about and having a great-ass time. When I want to be, but then turn around and not be when I don't want to be. How's that?
Right.
So you've got the best of both worlds, I think, in my opinion.
Oh, well, you're too sweet.
Not sweet. That's you all
I
day,
did.
Sweetie. Not me.
I did party thing for y'all all weekend. I just like Barbie all weekend for y'all, so y'all.
I loved it. Are you kidding me?
The Barbie
experience. I love the Barbie experience. You could bring that with you to any party. Just let me know when you're going that route so that I can get on board too. Because I've got my own Barbie detail. And quite frankly, we have a blonde Barbie ponytail. We could have put you right in that, brother man. Oh, gosh almighty. Oh, but what do I owe this honor of being able to talk to y'all? And you're not that far away from, like, a major city or an airport, right? You and your daughter that live there.
Not my daughter, not anymore. She left me 2 years ago, three years ago now.
Oh, how old is she?
No, 13.
She's a teenager, right? Yeah.
Those
ages are so terrible. I'm living your life, or I've lived your life, and now you're living mine, because I think my daughter would have left if she could have numerous times.
Yeah, but it is. She left. It's just, I'm not dying over it, so, you know, it is
what
it is.
No, I know, but she's your babe. She's your little one.
Yeah.
Right?
My son's been more part of my life than she has, so we're going to.
And he
one
still
tool.
Is, right? Like, he still, he lives with you still?
No, he lives with other people.
Oh, they both live.
He moved out at 17 and lived on his own.
Oh, my God, he's older than your daughter then.
Right, he's 17, he's 18 now, he moved out. He didn't want to have parental guidance to tell him what to do anymore.
Oh.
They told us to fuck, and he moved out, and we are, well, you know.
Empty nesting it?
Yeah, like I empty nested super early.
Yeah, you did.
You know, super lonely, because, you know,
How are you doing with that? Because I'm about to be there. Even though our kids are different ages, like I have my 19 going to be 20-year-old, and I have my 17 going to be 18-year-old. And she's going out away far, and he still lives here. And he's going to be my failure to launch, probably.
Everybody has
what was that?
So
everybody
has
that.
A Matthew Mommy, however you say his last name. Anyways, so he's kind of a loser, you know, but he didn't want us to help him, and now he's stuck in dead-end jobs, and, you know, he has tried super hard, and it's like, that's what you chose, dude. You chose to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you went on. I'm going to let you live it. You know, you're
right.
You wanted to be an adult. Ta-da!
Look at where we're at here, right? Oh, God, I'm sorry. I don't want that for you. Though I will say I somewhat went through something similar. With that being said, is my son legitimately said to me at one point, just about a month or so ago, when we were talking about, well, what are you going to do once Nevaeh goes off to college and blah, 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 and all this great stuff. And I was like, what do you mean? Well, are you going to stay at the house? Like, the house is going to be huge for y'all. I said, exactly. That's why we're not. That's why we're doing little fix-ups here and there, and I can't wait to, like, I check my principal every quarter. Like, I never used to be that girl that was like, okay, I bought the house at this much, and this is how much I have left on it, and this is my interest rate. Should I even try? Nope. Because I bought the house in 2011. My interest rate was so good, I can't get a lower one. So I'm kind of just stuck with this here, interest rate. But I owe, like, less than 90 grand on the house now. Obviously pay a lot more. So I'm just going to sell this bad boy, like, for nobody's business and be out of Dodge. And he was like, but, Mom, what? I'm going to have to find a new place to live. Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens.
You don't need me anymore.
Yeah. And then he goes, well, this is like a couple days later, and Trey goes, so my friends and I were thinking about getting a place, and we're going to go look at it here. I go, which friends? And then he told me the friends, and I was like, buddy, they know you've got a bank account, a very large bank account. My ex-husband, not when we were together, obviously, because I left him in Florida when my son was very, very small, infant baby. So he never really had a relationship with my ex-husband for obvious reasons, and neither did I. So when he passed away from what they think is some kind of overdose on my son's 16th birthday, which was quintessential, always the day I would get that random drunk voicemail in my phone from years prior. Like, never talked to the guy ever, but he would leave one message on Mother's Day and one message on Trey's birthday. And I legit got that message. And then I got a text from his best friend and Trey's godfather saying, did you hear about Norm? And I was like, no, why would I hear about Norm? Well, he's dead. And I'm like, what? On my son's birthday, he would just go into a hiatus and be dumb. And I was not hip to any of this kind of stuff. I was dumb. And I grew up in a small town, like, you know, like we've shared with one another. And I was, not that I was boring, but I always knew I was getting out. I wasn't going to be in that town for forever. And it was, at the end of the day, my family that I always went back to. So I guess for my kiddos, that's what I try to do. And I hope that your son realizes that. Like, because my son says I need to be let loose so that I can make mistakes now. You don't walk into situations saying I'm going to make a mistake either. I guess I just don't understand where that concept comes into play. So you don't want help, but you want to, like, be on your own and go live with people. They know you got a big old bank account for survival benefits, and because he's been receiving those, I made sure he started receiving those right away. I don't get it. Like, I don't walk into a situation. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jess. Do you walk into situations where you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to be a winner today. I'm going to waste a bunch of money living with some friends for like 6 months. And when we can't make it, at least I'll have you to fall back on, Mom. That's his idea. And I'm like, yeah, well, brother, I'm going to have a bus. And I'm going to be traveling around the world in a bus. Do you really want to go down that road? I don't think you do. But,
well, I can tell you that younger boys don't use their brain until, like, 25.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit. And everything seems like a fairy tale right now to him. And everything is an opportunity and not as much a failure point.
Yeah.
So it's like a live and learn thing.
That's true.
And he'll live. The hard way, because if you tell him how to do it, he won't listen to a damn thing you say.
That is my life. You hit the nail on the head, and he's my apple. So he doesn't fall far from my tree, whereas my daughter, I've always said, is my moon. And she's everything I aspire to be like and want to be, and she, like, excels at such high levels. So I sit back and I look at her and I'm like, oh, God, one day I'll be you and I'll bring him along for the ride, I guess. But, oh, God, kids make us who we are and they keep us young, right? They're blessings at the end of the day. They certainly are. I wish one of yours would get into your business, though. That would be fun. At least for you.
I tried to get my son to get into it, and he didn't want to. Like, he
really?
Thought it'd be boring. He wanted to be outside. He wanted to wet. He wants to change tires, bars. You know, he wants to do the hard labor.
Wow, that sucks.
I the life that was easy and something he could use in the
right.
next part of his life.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't want that. He wants something that's hard. He's in a struggle. There's no future.
He sounds like my son.
dead end job after dead end jobs, like dollar stores.
My son is not. Yeah, no. Mine at least graduated. When he graduated, with a degree in HVAC and welding as well. So, essentially, he can own his own business, like, at any given moment. And he actually does own his own business called I like to make fun of him and say, you chose your business name with your best friend from high school who, mind you, the best friend, he is going to a fashion school to be, you know, in fashion. And they've set up their own kind of printing t-shirt, sweatshirt line, and they bought all of the tools and all the goodness and stuff like that. So they have, if you look it up on, I guess, on Instagram, I'm not very well, but Passim. I like to call it a marsupial. I said, you named your first company after a marsupial, bro? Like, but I, you know, really? you know me. I'm pretty much a ball buster in general, so.
Well, he has goals. I don't think my son has a goal. You know, it's just who's the next console I can go out with? How many cars can I buy and destroy? You know, it's just
My son still doesn't even have his license. He's failed 4 times, okay? So failure to launch will happen for him. And we can sit back, the two of us, and just giggle our life away because we probably did it the same exact way or if not harder, and that's why we're so frustrated. I don't know about you, but for me, I did everything the hard way, everything. You know, I didn't listen. I thought I knew more. Now I call my parents daily and tell them how sorry I am because clearly I know how it feels now.
Well, you're on the receiving end of...
Yeah. But you're right. You're very smart. You're very smart in your overall concept of, like, guys do take a little bit longer. I've noticed that even through puberty, even. And he's 2 years older than my daughter, and I did COVID with both of them going through puberty, and that sucked so bad because they both went at the same time. She's 2 years younger than him, and girls mature 2 years faster. So, I mean, I set myself up for failure from the get-go, I suppose, if you look at it that way. But, he went through his awkward, weird stage at home. But that also didn't align him with being able to go to a DMV and get his permit. They couldn't do that for a while. And by the time you could do it all online. And he, as I've stated already, is not very motivated to get out and about and do those things. So neither here nor there. We've taken him 4 times. And we tried to teach him.
Yeah.
But he takes turns way too fast, and he thinks he's better than everybody else. So we'll just let him keep failing and keep taking the 5-hour test over again in order to take it one more time. Oh, geez, Louise. I can't. What can you do? However.
Nothing. You can do nothing.
Nothing at all, yes. How's everything there at the store? I didn't get even a good chance to hear how y'all are doing with your numbers and everything.
I mean, we're doing good. We have way too much inventory, and I bought too much when I was there.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I bought that much. It was all small pieces, but...
Yeah, but you know what? Now's the time to buy, honestly.
Yeah, and I'm...
So
and I'm trying to... I'm trying to get... I had to be online with that other program... That new line. But,
the finished, is it finish line?
No, that circles in the L.
Mm-hmm.
Lane, whatever, Lacey, whatever it's called. It's that line that they get, elemental metals, that they call it.
Yeah, see, I don't know anything about that. See, I am the worst person to talk to about it. Isn't it like 30, 60, 90... And it is 13.5 or something. I know the details like that.
Yeah,
but.
So it was, there. I got back and he's like, oh my gosh, you spent $35,000. And I go, did I? I feel like I did. And he goes, yeah, it was too much. And I go, well, I didn't mean to spend too much. It was just, if he said spend $10,000, I would have came home with one diamond.
Right.
You know? I would have came home with nothing. You would have just said, why did you only buy this one diamond? Why didn't you at least buy 2 diamonds? Because you can't go buy diamonds and then spend nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to spend something to get something. So,
well,
and
do you
I
have,
can't just...
Like, do you have any old stuff that you bought from before that you can apply towards it? And do a trade out?
I do. I'm sending some. Already sent it back. It's already coming back to you.
Okay.
But, this lady texted me yesterday, mystery lady. No idea who she is. And she, you know, at least it's not one of those accosting kind where they sell my boobs at the bar or something or.
Mm-hmm. I know. I hugged you and I grabbed your top, and I felt terrible because you were in the middle of that meeting with Podium Dude, and I was like, "Oh my God, I just grabbed! Oh my God, I'm so sorry."
It's always like a joke now. It's always like, like, I always get filled up. So I always say, oh, my gosh, how is this possible?
Your boobs are bigger than mine. I'm like a 12-year-old girl, okay? I wear three bras in order to make it look like I've got something going on. I'm not even joking.
Mine are all natural. They grew in.
I'm proud of you. I know. I just think you're filling in perfectly. Your cheekbones, oh, they're stunning. Oh, God. That's the first thing I saw when I saw you was your cheekbones and your face and how filled in it is, but it filled in the right way. I have a lot of other friends that, and I wish I had known you were coming to the first one and not the second one, because I have my best friend who's coming in town for this one because she wanted all the Abe Sherman details and stuff, and it just worked better for her schedule. She's in Little Rock, Arkansas, and she's coming in on Thursday afternoon and staying for an extra couple of days. That being said, her daughter is on, like, she's 19 and like, she doesn't know what she's taking or anything like that. She just knows she's on, like, the transgender medicine. And there's one doctor in her town that is prescribing it to all these kids. But then she also already knew, but he hadn't come out of the closet, her older son is gay as well. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, Tommy Marcucci is calling me right now. Probably because we've been on the phone for 26 minutes. I am so sorry. But
it's fine. I didn't talk to you next day.
Yeah, no, at the end of the day, I would have loved for the two of you to have, like, that conversation. And instead, we're going to...
It's funny because I had a conversation with a lady at the airport about her daughter.
Oh, really?
And yes, and we talked about it, and she lived in Rochester.
Yep. I love that you guys have the option. Come on.
I was glad to talk to her about it and share my experiences because, you know, I was at the airport as Barbie. Like, I was totally Barbie all the way, and I was like, look at me, and then I'd be like, if you don't like me, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, right.
So,
you don't pay my bills. That's how I look at it, too. You don't pay my bills, and if you'd like to start doing so, then I'll listen to everything you have to say. Doesn't mean I'll follow your directions, but I'll at least listen.
No, but she was adorable, and I did enjoy the conversation. She's probably the nice person I talked to at the airport. Most people don't talk to you at the airport.
Yeah, they don't. They don't.
The black girls talk to you, though.
Who?
I usually find the black girls don't like white people at the airport. Like, they do not like white people. But they love me, and they go, oh, my gosh, girl, that dress is smoking on you. Thanks. It's like, thanks, girl. And so
I wish you lived closer. It's sad.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
And did you see, like, that I forgot to mention, too, as well, the movie that's coming out with Will Ferrell and his best friend, the writer from...
Jane...
It was
Jane Edwards told me about it.
Yes, and it's about them going around the country, him never realizing that his friend just wasn't happy in his body and is going through the transgender... lifestyle and it confused, you know, Will Ferrell for the longest time. But from my understanding of the movie, they go around all of USA just driving around meeting people. So it looks to be quite a funny, Will Ferrell is funny to begin with, but
yeah,
I love that he can not dumb himself down, but he can be real and authentic and basically sit there and do this with his best friend and not question and not sit back and stare or put them on, you know, an island somewhere by themselves the friendship has always been there. It's never gone. And I think that's just such an awesome way to identify as a person.
It does work pretty well. I do feel like I'm very passable, though. So for me, I feel extremely passable. So most people don't see me like that anymore. They just see me as a woman.
So
I don't have to fight for that honor that, you know, like people have to go, oh, my gosh, I have to verbally throw up everything every time I talk to somebody.
Yeah. Do you have to give all your pronouns and all that stuff? I'm curious. Do people
sometimes
ask you for that? Like, because I'm noticing the teachers in emails are leaving their pronouns. Okay.
I think pronouns are good. Like, I think that people should use pronouns, especially nowadays, because you could be like a hardcore dude at a bar, but your name could be Mary. I do find that so much harder to accept if you don't do any legwork to actually become a woman, because it's kind of falsifying.
Yep.
But in the end, maybe they're just a woman on the inside. But if they go to the woman's bathroom and they look like a guy, that's disarming. You know, that's like rapist material, you know? So
what about
it's kind of scary.
Do you guys have separate bathrooms in your schools for, like, the furvy animal peoples?
No.
Okay.
If you're a boy or a girl, I don't know if they've actually passed it here technically. Like, I think if you identify as a woman and you've been taking hormones, you've been doing all the work, you've really put the time in, I feel that you just go to the bathroom that you're supposed to go into. I always go to the women's bathroom. I never get any shit for it.
No.
Women usually respect me. And I don't usually have a problem.
Right.
So,
well, people
just
don't have a problem if they don't give problems first, right? Like, at the end of the day, you're not out there being loud and gregarious to the point of, listen to me, and pushing your own, lifestyle or your changes that you are for yourself going through. You're not pushing it upon anybody. You're either on my wagon or not, right? Like, at the end of the day, you're authentically yourself, and I love that.
Yeah, if somebody asks me, if they say, hey, how did you know?
I would tell them
when I knew. Like, I wouldn't tell them I knew at 7 years old. I knew exactly who I was at seven. I knew I was a pop star diva Barbie girl, and I had to hide it or else I'd be crucified, basically.
I know, and you're in Texas. It's so surprising to me. Texas,
well, yeah, I have a lot of
friends and clients even from Texas that are, part of the LGBTQ, I can't say it all now. there's too many letters in there, and I'm too dyslexic to even think about it. And it's my second Monday of the week, so that's how I look at that one. But, yeah, but Texas is such a state of not that, you know what I mean? Like, so I falter and I worry about y'all, but I know you've got a cabinet of guns and we're good.
Yeah, that's the one thing. It's like Texas has guns. I carry a gun to protect myself from other fucktards that want to hurt me.
Uh-huh. Yippers. And that's
so
sad.
I
wish you didn't have to do that. But you know what? Every female has to do it now. Every male has to do it right now. Like, that's why all these little, like, fancy-dancy little packages of of self-defense items are all over TikTok that you see everywhere that are bedazzled and beautiful and Barbie girl. You should get yourself one of them little, and it has, like, literally everything from spray to, I don't even know. It's weird. But I enjoy watching it because it makes me go to sleep because it's like that ASMR with the nail tapping and the pulling out of the drawers.
Oh,
Lord. It's so relieving.
Yes.
Of stressors. Oh. It sounds like I've got you in the pickle over there, huh?
No, I'm trying to get in like in the Corvette, and it's like in a hole.
You're in a Corvette?
That's my other car.
Oh, we can't be friends anymore. We just can't. What color is it?
My race. White. It's a white convertible.
Oh,
before Corvette.
That's better, because then you can just use it as your color blocker to match it with everything.
Right. This is my fun day car, and then my everyday car is my 392 Challenger.
Oh, my God.
I drive big block stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my dealer that has, like, the 9 other vehicles, I don't know if you got a chance to talk with Jeff and Jennifer at all, that was in town from Richmond. They drove her, I believe they drove her Jaguar in from Richmond, Virginia this time around. On his way back home, when they were driving home, like in Penn Yan, which is probably about an hour and 20 minutes away from Rochester, maybe 2 hours more south, they drove by and he ended up getting a maroon, 2019 Chevy Challenger something. It's got more pedal to the metal than you know what to do with. Actually, he sent me photos and gave me a description, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he ended up buying that, and the two of them drove separately from Penn Yan, so all of New York State and the rest of the way to Virginia, on their way home. Isn't that crazy?
Well,
all
this is
for
his bucket.
Yeah, well, bucket list. They are the bucket listers. That car was on his bucket list, so, and hard to find apparently. I who knew? I don't know. I'm an A to B, just get me to C type of girl. Like, do I have keys? Does it start? Does it run? Is the oil changed? Great. I could care less about anything else when it comes down to a car.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
you get me a garden? Oh, sister. Oh, yeah. That's where my heart goes.
But I came back wanting that Land Rover I drove, though. That Land Rover was like...
Oh, my God, that car.
Everything I could think about when I came back was that stupid Land Rover.
Oh, my God, that car was phenomenal. And what was it called?
Know,
a Renegade? A Renegade or something, right?
It was a just Land Rover Defender. Like, it was like...
Defender,
The premium version of that truck. And I was like, I want it. I need this in my life.
Yes.
But I have to get rid of something.
Yeah. And you're not ready to get her, yeah.
Oh, well, I have to get rid of the Challenger because it's too expensive to keep that and a Land Rover.
You think?
The insurance is too expensive.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
and you're a pretty blonde now, so watch out.
Well, guys usually don't pay me any mind, apparently. They're too scared to talk to me.
Oh, I hate that
so,
for you. If they truly could use it, not even a little.
I mean, I find usually the ones who have the courage to talk to me, they're 75 years old.
75. So not in their 40s, not even in their 30s. They're 75, you know, 80, 90. So literally, like, I'm getting somebody on their deathbed. It takes me 10 years to get to know somebody before I actually can trust them with a paperclip. They're going to be dead. So I literally need somebody my age or else it won't work.
Or younger even. Have you thought about going younger? They might be more might be more identifiable to just overall your...
Yeah. It's just like the demographic when you look at people in their 40s, they're either married or
unhappily.
Are they not married, or they have 100,000 children, or they have lots of problems. You don't catch them in their 20s. I mean, literally, you're not catching one you can train. You're catching one that's been around the bush and been beaten down like a dog. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing any of that ever again. I'm gonna hold my lane until the next person is gonna get this person because this other bitch was so bad to me. And that's what this really sad truth about this is that once you've been burned up, you won't ever let anybody in like you would in the beginning. So the relationships are only like halfway.
I can identify with that so much so. And that's from my own personal experience as well. My first husband and my second husband, I mean, for all shits and giggles purposes over here, they were unkind. I was not the person I am today. I've learned and grown so much, and I'm sure you have too since everything, but at the end of the day, we can only be perfectly imperfect. Every person, I like to believe every person's like a puzzle. And you got, in order to love that puzzle, then you got to love all the pieces that make up of the puzzle. And they could change. They could absolutely change. But at the end of the day, your person, who you truly are inside, is never going to change. You're always going to be you. And that's what I love the most about you. And quite frankly, the way I also look at it is I used to feel exactly the same way with your 70-year-old comment. I would go to the RJO shows, and they would always do, like, the gala on Sunday evenings after the awards ceremony and stuff, and people would get out there and dance. And I could dance with anybody 7 years and younger and 70 years and older. Like, I really could get me an old dude or a young dude, like... But nobody in between ever came to my aid. Like, there was never, like, and I finally walked up to a vendor friend. Oh, you probably know who he is. Jeff Weinkup he's the kind of like the Andrew of Quality Gold a little bit and goes to all the shows. And I walked over to him and I said, Jeff, you know, like, seriously, what's going on? What's wrong with me? I could hone in on the 7 to 10 year olds and the 70-year-olds, but you think I'd get asked to dance any other way? I'm in a full Audrey Hepburn outfit here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where America's favorite football team is located, and here we are. Nobody asked me to dance ever. And he goes, you don't see it, do you? So I'm going to tell you the same thing he said to me because I believe the same thing about you. He goes, there are three types of people in our industry, female division speaking. You've got your smart, beautifully brilliant. Their families have been in the business for years and years and years. But let's just say maybe they are not a good communicator. They're not as kind on the eyes as, let's say, your second perspective person, which is somebody who is beautiful and uses that to their working in order to work their way up in our industry, at least from a vendor perspective. He goes, And you're both of those things. And those people, people like you, they don't come along very often. Not only are you beautiful, but you're brilliant. And you understand people and can identify with anybody. So people are scared of you, and for good reason, because your balls are bigger, hang low and to the left. And I was like, yes, they do. Yes, they do, Jeff. He goes, I heard you say that to one of your clients yesterday. I go, yes, I did. So I'm going to say the same thing to you. Your balls are bigger. You don't need anybody. And at the very end of the day, Miss Jeff, I have to say people are scared because they're scared in general of the unknown, but they're scared that you are so amazing and you can identify, you can do what they can't, which is just be you at the very end of the day.
Yeah.
And you're okay with that. They can't be themselves and be okay with it at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. 45 minutes is up. Do you know how much I'd have to pay my person for this? I'm busting your chop. Do you want me to have Tommy give you a holler or?
Yeah, just have Tommy.
You want me to? Okay, perfect. Will do right now while you're driving or wait a little bit, think?
That's fine. You can call while I'm driving.
Okay. Well, hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can grab him real quick if that's the case, and he could just pick up the line. So hold on.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, it looks as though he's probably stepped away from the desk right now currently. So I can have him just pick up and give you a holler here shortly if you don't mind.
That's fine. Thank you.
You got it, my love. And, hey, see you. There's no one else out there. It's amazing. Okay, good. I'm glad for that. That makes me super happy.
Nobody's pushes me around. If anything, I might push them around, but I'm very bold with just about anybody I meet.
I love that.
So,
I think about you a lot, and when I do, I love that.
I look at them dead square in the eyeballs, and I talk to them.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
You impress me so much, so I just love you to pieces. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day with me.
Well, you're welcome.
Are
y'all
you
always impress me when I go up there because I get to have the I get to go up with people that I actually enjoy being around. I mean, they're okay. I mean, they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
But even like when in Austin, like they say it's like the gay capital of the world. I think it's bullshit.
I think that's bullshit,
because I go
too.
And I don't ever see any other women in my position or lesbians or gay people or anything. Nowhere. Ever. And it's like, where did they go to? What happened to them?
Houston, Texas. They're in Houston. They're in New Brussels.
It's like, what the hell?
Yep. You know, my one of my, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I do, like, card readings and stuff. Have for a year. I empath energies, and I do, like, tarot oracles in pendulums, and I got into that like with finding different stones and having my cards, and really it's just a fun card game, so to speak, to pick up on things. I could have somebody crying real quick, but one of my actual guides, one of my here on earth guides and not one of my spirit guides, is actually from Houston. He or lives in Houston now, I should say. He's a recording artist, and He's gay, and he's fabulous, and I love him to pieces. He's much younger than us, but his name is Landon Devon. And he did a song with, like, Sean Kingston last year. And he is on Spotify if you look up Landon Devon. But he says the community in Houston is very much a strong community of support from every aspect. That's why he wants to stay in Texas when originally he's from, like, Wisconsin. But he is all fabulous and then some. So whenever you go to Houston, I should hook the two of you up to go some fun places because he's always going somewhere for him.
Oh, okay.
But then you could have a whole different outlook.
Yeah, but, you know, I see everything from a woman's point of view.
Yeah?
Not from any other point of view. So my point of view is only from a woman's point of view, which is, it's really tough because when I do meet another trans woman, and that is actually very, very limited. Like, I would say maybe I might meet one a whole year. Every year I might meet one.
Hmm.
Out of the entire year, no matter where I go. Doesn't matter. I could go all the way to Rochester and never see a single soul who had to make the hard change, like what I had to do.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and then I talk to him, and I'm like, your values are all fucked up. What's
mm-hmm.
wrong with you?
Yeah. Right?
But you're a woman. You're a woman.
Like,
you're
entitled now, all of a sudden? What the hell?
Yeah. It's like your values are now a woman. So, you should be valuing what women value and not what whatever this other shit is you're talking about. It's like, I don't
mm-hmm.
understand. It's just it's beyond me. I can't grasp it. No, I can only grasp what a woman can grasp, technically, in any sense
yeah.
of the language. Now, for me, I'm all woman, but for someone else, I'm in the middle. But technically, in my mind, see how a woman sees stuff, sees things.
And the people
my
that love you.
My values are the same.
Yeah,
so.
But the people that love you only see woman, too, just so you know. Because they've been only seeing
yeah.
women probably for years and just didn't realize that that's what was what was going on for you in your head until you finally came out, which it sounds like it was later on, even though you've known since you were 7, right?
Yeah. No, probably even sooner. You know, probably really...
Wow.
I probably questioned why... I didn't have the little dress and why I wasn't in the fun, cutesy little cheerleader stuff that my sister all did and why was I a different role than she was. I didn't quite get
understand
those
yeah.
things.
Are you're on
then,
TikTok,
you know,
right?
No.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay, never mind.
I watch YouTube.
Hmm. I have somebody that I follow on TikTok, and she's going through the therapy and the drug therapy for hormones and such. And I'm not as versed, so I mean no disrespect whatsoever if I'm not saying the right terminologies, but I watch her talk to everybody and she opens it up with an open forum, like, almost every single day with her little doggy in San Francisco, and she'll sit there for hours just talking about the changes that she's had to make and different things, and then dating. That's the thing that I don't understand. Like, obviously, when you date or when you look to date, you're looking more for a male perspective. She actually doesn't. She's looking still for a female perspective. Even though she identifies as she, you know, her, you know, that sort of thing. And I think that's what's most confusing, honestly, for most people in my position, is that it could be one way or the other. And
so I like both. I like women and men. But
mm-hmm.
when I look today, like, I've seen how women have been bulldozed in the past.
Right.
How men treat women. And I'm like, that's not going to happen to me.
Mm-mm.
They're going to do what the fuck I say, or
mm-hmm.
they're going to get the fuck out. No, and no men would ever even date me because they don't know. They're not sure how to date me. They don't know. They don't understand what to do, like their role in the whole thing. And it's like, I'm the woman, you're the man, buy me shit, impress me. Pretty
mm-hmm.
much what you do with
yeah.
another woman. I work on a materialistic basic base part, so buy me expensive shit and I'll stay with you.
Oh,
I mean, pretty
come
much.
On. That's
pretty,
not all
pretty much
that's
I want.
All.
I know, but my 20-year-old brain is like active. It's like, oh my gosh, you have to be like this person and be like this, you know, hence all the silly cars and all the bullshit and all the stuff like that is trying to still maintain that lifestyle of a young person. And, I mean,
well,
I'm
you have
look
to
young.
Jump back into it almost because it's almost like you missed. It's almost like you were the pregnant teenager that got married too soon and then divorced in mid-20s and you missed all of your 20s raising kids and doing that, and now you're like balls to the wall having to relive it. And that's exciting to me, like having that you get to do that. That is an experience that you get to have all on your own, so let it be all involved. Let it be what it is. I think that's amazing. And just know you've got ears. You've got shoulders and ears of people that are always going to be here for you. It does not matter. You've got
right.
a family, especially with us, you know, folk over here at RDI.
But no, it's been a challenge, but I have made it better than most, I believe. Like,
oh, I agree.
I'd be in the 95 percentile of being the acceptance rate and being able to do whatever I want and get whatever I want type thing. So,
mm-hmm.
and be respected. So,
absolutely. But you've got a good head on your shoulders. And
yes,
you're a
no.
good person, and that it that fiber and that cloth that you are born from is who
right.
you are. It doesn't dictate gender, is all I'm saying. You are gonna be this kind person no matter what to those who are kind right back to you.
Right.
But. Well, then let me let you go unless there is something I can help you with your clients.
No.
Or if you want Tommy just to give you a holler back here.
I just have to have Tom give me a call, but it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Are
certainly
you kidding me?
It.
Me too. We should have done this and separated ourselves
right.
out and had some fun. Next time, that's what we're doing. Can you come
right.
to town
we'll
this weekend?
Next time.
All right, my friend.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, sweetie.
All right. Okay.